Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Cyberpunk Lorecast, where we brave scanning the net to find all the deep history and lore of cyberpunk.
I'm Toasty, a fixer that's new to Night City with a desire to jump into the details of this gritty setting.
And I'm Genesis, an old school media tech with a love of character deep dives.
Together, we will bring you the foundations of the past, the state of Night City today, and the news of the future.
We've got incoming. Let's Delta.
Welcome back, Chooms, to another episode of the Cyberpunk Lorecast. I'm your girl, Genesis, and with me, as always, is Toasty.
Hello.
Hi. Dear listener, I apologize if the audio on this is a little sketchy tonight. I am once again recording from remote location, so I don't have my normal setup today. But it's also a little bit unusual, I guess, because tonight is our patron chat, so it's not just a sit down with me and Toasty, it is a sit down with Toasty, Turbo, and Ninja.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, everyone. I think I'll leave the awkward pause in there because I think you both one upped Toasty on his pause on that.
Well, don't say that.
Next week he's going to wait a full minute before he responds to me.
You opened up a can of worms there. You really did. Don't challenge the Toasty.
It's fair. Yeah. Don't challenge. But will he remember for next week is the key question. All right, so tonight's topic is a little bit interesting. It was posed in the Discord to kind of do a Netflix and chill episode. Because of the questline, I really want to stay at your house. It brings the idea of your current romance option to bring them back on a date to your apartment. Well, what would we do if we could just have anybody come over, your best friend come over, somebody who you want to just hang out with, who would you bring over to your house just to hang out with? And then in the second half of the show, who do you want to bring over to your house to do more than just hang out with? So, best friend chill date, and then somebody you really wish was a romance option. Who has an idea right out the gate?
I only have one right out the gate for the first half of it, because if it's someone to hang out and I want it to be Rebecca, because she has like opposites. She has like the manic energy and stuff that if I'm having a bad episode, she would it would kind of go with me, or if I'm chill, I could just sit and watch.
Okay, I see that.
At least from what you see in the episode, because she has like both of them, so I think we could bounce off each other, not in a bad way, like we'd rile each other up, but more of like, if someone's not doing okay, the other one would be like, oh, come on, huh? And in this world, we both have cyberware, so we'd be entertaining each other with it. Since we're hanging out at the apartment and stuff. But like that's what I think for hanging out and stuff. And for, yeah, the romance, like, the thing that there's no one I can really think that I would want to really maybe for a long-term relationship would be Judy because she seems more chill, but I don't know about the other stuff. If it's romance and have a relationship, yes, but if it's just to get the get down and dirty, it's like, eh, I really don't want to get the get down and dirty. And yeah. Judy doesn't like men, so it's like, we couldn't really have the romance, so it's like,
So I totally understand about that. With Judy not wanting to impose on her status and everything like that, of you being man and her being not somebody that you would be.
Yes. So if it was going to be like relationships, I don't know all the relationships, the kind of relationships out there, but it'd probably be like, we're together, but we're not together. We like each other mentally, but physically, I'm just like a stick to her. Not like sexual stick. Like, I mean, like, okay, I'm a rock to her. Like, I'm not sexually attracted to her, but she's like, mentally, we get along just fine. Because I like her chill vibes that she gives off. I think that she could we know him, but I'm not in a relationship with her. I've only seen what we've seen in the game, so who knows?
Yeah. Toasty, I apologize. I should not have insinuated that you wouldn't remember a bet or a bit for a full week. From the bottom of my heart, with all sincerity, I apologize.
I have to speak to say that it's okay. Every time Turbo says any words that exist ever, he always fucks it up and says something completely off the wall. I'm just a stick to her. Not sexually.
Yeah, as soon as I say I'm just a stick, I'm thinking like, no, not that kind of stick. I was trying to think of an inanimate object and my mind just, not sexually, but thought of a stick.
The funny thing is that we're talking about the second half of the episode in the first half.
I think it's fine.
Ruh-roh, sorry. I apologize.
It's all good, Turbo. It is all good.
I will say a classic Turbo. I'm sorry.
Classic Turbo. No offense, but
yeah, that's the one. No offense.
Hold on. Turbo said no offense. Got to take a drink.
No.
Oh, no.
Water, at least. It's fine.
Yeah, that's the other one. I said, like, you'd be quickly probably drunk every time I said no offense during the day. That would not be good.
You'd be dead, probably.
Ninja, what about you? Who are you bringing back to your house for the Netflix?
Sans the chill.
I was thinking about it, and I was thinking maybe Falco, because although we don't see too much of him, Falco is pretty cool. I like Falco. He seems like a chill person that I would hang out with.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, if his voice actor is any example of what he's like as a person, I think that'd be pretty cool.
Agreed, for sure. Falco definitely seems level-headed and just chill vibes. Like, that's all you can really say about the man. That, and he's willing to punch people in the face, which is always fun, and could be my getaway driver if I needed it.
True.
I would love to go on drives with Falco. Almost said Falcon.
Yeah. I thought you were about to say Fucko, and I was like, okay.
Though I do like his facial hair. Am I thinking of the right face?
The mustache?
Yes.
The mustache is nice.
Be careful, though. Can't combine Ninja and Turbo's houses, or else Rebecca's going to kick the mustache off.
True. I would like to see someone kick someone else's mustache off, which would probably be possible in Cyberpunk. The faces could probably are detachable.
There's that one that of being helped by fingers. It's like her faceplate, but he like replaces it with one that doesn't fit right or something. So yeah.
Now the question is, can we watch Edge Runners with these characters? Because if so, could it change the world?
When you travel back in time, you do not visit yourself. When you travel to the future, you do not visit yourself. I would say no, you cannot show them edge runners because it would break the world.
Be really weird.
It would ruin the mood too.
I mean, I feel like Rebecca would just like not stop talking the whole time.
But that's what works out because I don't talk enough. I'm more of a sit and listen.
Malco would say something about being excited when he finally shows up in episode 6.
All right, Ninja for the other half. Who are you going to chill with?
To be honest, I really didn't give this all that much thought. If I have to pick someone, Bouncer for the Mox.
Rita Wheeler!
Yes.
Yeah!
That is a good pick.
That was my answer.
All right. I like that. I like that a lot. That one didn't even come across my mind.
Rita's fucking great, man. Damn. Sorry,
there's something about the synth skin that is intriguing to look at, and I mean, it would be interesting. Hmm.
And if I remember correctly, doesn't it like feel like it feels like real skin, right? Or does it feel like I don't know.
I think it just depends on which kind it is, but I think it probably has like a real skin texture. I don't know.
Because I got real hang up about textures and stuff, and so I'm like, it's like, I don't know if I could do that. It's like, if it sets me off, I'm like, oh, no, I can't touch you. You feel weird.
You need to do some research into synth skin.
I was like, I know it's available in Red, but I don't think it talks about like how it feels. I think it just talks about the appearance.
It probably does. Or maybe even an older lord might. About you, Toast. What do you got? Who you bringing?
For my buddy to just hang out with, I am choosing Cassidy from The Nomads. The Sam Elliott looking dude.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. He's always like just been like a real like cool like good vibe like just side character. Like he's not even that like important as far as interactions in the Nomads, but it's still he just still seems cool, and he seems like an older dude, so it means he's probably been around for a while. He's got some stories. I just want to hear those stories.
Yeah. It's not like you can sit around. Well, I mean, if you're bringing him specifically back to your apartment, you can't really sit around the fire. But, you know, they've got those fake fires on the TV that you can play. You can listen to the crackling woods and have beers and stories.
Drink a fucking brosif with him or whatever the fuck.
And if you're in the cyberpunk world, no offense, you probably just go out behind your apartment and there's probably a barrel on fire. You can just stand around.
Drink.
Where was the offense going to happen? With that statement, Turbo?
I didn't think. I automatically said before I said something. And I want to apologize if me saying pick, I'm not objectifying these people. That's I don't know. I said we're going to pick people and it made me feel bad. Like, I don't mean it that.
Jin totally has done good. Fuck, marry, kill wheels on two girls. It's fine.
Yeah, I have a lot. Cassidy. Oh, but yes, you are right, Turbo. There are trash can fires that Toasty and Cassidy could totally go sit around and talk over.
I wonder if there's marshmallows.
Well, that's definitely a synthetic food, so probably.
I wonder if it'd still be good for s'mores, or with it being synthetic, if it would just not melt right.
Probably would not melt right. But then again, I have no idea. Okay. Who's your chill partner? Toasty.
I can't find anything specifically talking about the texture of the fake skin. Hmm. Oh, I don't know. Since Ninja took my one of my options, I did pick two, luckily, to at least just in case, because I know that Rita's pretty popular choice for people. I'm going to, in that case, pick Aurora Cassell, because I don't think I need to explain, honestly. I think anybody who's played through Phantom Liberty understands fully. She's super flirty. That French accent be doing something. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Yeah, that's fair. That's very fair.
Yeah, I very much approve of both of your choices there.
Thank you.
Huh.
I'm hearing her talk in my brain right now, and it's
so
not good.
This is not goodness.
All right, Jen. What about you? Would you put some thought into this? Do you have answers for your Netflix buddy?
Yeah. So my first initial thought was like, well, I want to hang out with Toasty. Like, because you're a cyberpunk character. You have been stylized in cyberpunk on the cover of our podcast. I'm not talking about Toast V. No, I don't want to hang out with Toast V. I want to hang out with the Toasty on the cover of the podcast. Holding two guns, dual wielding.
Okay. But do you have an answer that's not a cop out?
Yeah. So, I think that I kind of want to hang out with Delamaine. I wish that I could have either Delamaine have a body, well, the Delamaine body, right? Or did he ever get a body, or is he only on the
computer? He's only a car. He's got a, like, humanoid. Right. Like avatar looking thing, but he is only the taxi service.
Yeah, for some reason I thought I pictured a body for him, but I think that's because I rewatched The Watchmen recently. So he is basically the big blue guy. But yeah, I think Delamain would be cool. Any of his personalities, psychotic, recombined, pre-split, any of them.
Actually, let me see something. I actually have a question to pose now, because you made me think of it, since we're kind of on this topic. My question is, which Delamain personality would be the first choice?
Pre-split? Like, just straight up regular Delamain, who is like self-aware and everything like that, and is trying to get his kids back. Because I haven't actually been able to interact yet with the recombined Delamain, mainly because I go and do the damn quest too early and don't have a high enough whatchamacallit rating to recombine him. So I'm putting it off until, like, one of my final things that I do this time on Toast V.
Fair enough. I guess that makes sense. I'm trying to think of all the different ones.
Either that or the one that's, like, doesn't want to be a driver anymore and wants to have, like, real-world experience. The one that's, like, really afraid of being out on the road. I feel like, Let me bring you into house. House is not road.
I think I picked the one that hates the lawn flamingos.
I knew you were gonna say that. I knew it. Oh man.
That's a good one. Okay, well, what about then your chill? Who you chilling with?
T-Bug.
Okay.
I just found her hot the second that I saw her. I was like, hi, yes. And I don't know, like the domineering voice, the taking control and direction of it, and have you seen her face? She's fucking gorgeous.
Fair enough, fair enough. Okay. Okay. I can see that one. Too bad she, like, died so quickly.
So can Aurora.
No, I know. It's not a, like, thing, like, it's just, yeah, we didn't get as much time with her as I think would have been cool, like, to just, like, have her around still later, fucking shit-talking you.
We never got confirmation that she died, right? She just screamed as she was being ripped out of the net.
Well, I think the idea is that, like, she got fried, like someone else on the net like found her and then just like incinerated her psyche or whatever.
Kind of like
when whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably not quite as bad, but it was probably a much cleaner thing, and not Blackwall related, but yeah. I think that was the idea.
Net running is dangerous biz.
It is. All right, so we've gone through who we want the Netflix and chill with. I guess now it's time to head into the mid-break, and we both think of something else to talk about on the second half. Welcome to the middle of the show, where we talk about the show and not the lore of Cyberpunk. I don't have any new reviews to read out this week, but we do have a new patron to shout out. Taco! Thank you so much for joining. You are amazing, and we appreciate all 15 of our current patrons.
Shit.
I don't think that I have anything else to add to the middle of the show right now. All right. Well, my dudes, what random ask Cyberpunk question do you have? Like, shoot me anything. Do you have a strange fan theory that you've thought of? Or something that maybe you want clarification on? This is AMA Cyberpunk Edition. A topic of debate for the four of us to battle out.
What about a character we want to come back that's dead?
Oh, okay.
Because I know we just talked about T-Bug being dead and stuff, like, and we not knowing. Is there any character that maybe we do know dead, or someone we don't want to know that's dead, that, like, you want to come back in, like, some other form of, like, not necessarily maybe, like, into the next game, because it looks like it's going to be a while, but maybe if they make another something like Edgerunners again. Because that probably could come out quicker than another game. Just throwing it out there.
So somebody who may or may not be dead in the current timeline.
Yes.
You want them brought back to life in a separate form of media. My first thought to that was, I want to know what the fuck happened to Morgan. If he's dead, cool. Tell me, how did he go out epically? If he's not dead, let me see where he is, what he's doing. Morgan Blackhand needs his story told.
True.
And I have one, and the reason I kind of pick it is just to be that little chaos little goblin. Lana Rebecca's coming out. I want Atom Smasher to come back again. I know it'd be kind of cliche, but They just how messed up he is. I want him to, like, they secretly kind of, not like maybe a solo, like someone solo killed, like someone like him, and he just comes back now fully robot and says, like, and not even against V, but maybe the next character, or maybe like a thing, or even if we could get like his whole life story in an anime.
Okay.
I know we know it all. but I would like to see more Anima Smasher.
The fact that Smasher knew about engrams,
yeah,
because he hinted at it to David, and he knew about Johnny's engram, I could totally see Smasher having
a backup.
A save file of himself.
Like, no offense, Adam Smasher is like the Borgiest of the Borg. I wouldn't be surprised if he had a backup disc.
Maybe that's the reason he doesn't go like full Cyber Psycho. Maybe they soul killed him a long time ago and just have his engram stored and just like keep uploading it into like, or just uploaded it into like his, you know, massive like linear frame body.
And that it could be like a little like mini game. I just thought of it again. Be a little mini game where you're a soul killer and not a soul killer, Adam Smasher, and like you die, you come back alive, and you retry your level again. Like I'm gonna get this, just like it's how he learns. Like he goes into combat situations, dies, is like, and it's like up like Adam Smasher, you died, do better. You're not getting out of this hellscape that you're in. You just get back to work.
A rogue type video game where you are Adam Smasher.
I was thinking what's that one that just came out for PlayStation? Well, it came out when PlayStation 5 came out. What is it called? It's that astronaut woman.
Oh, I don't know.
I was thinking of like that, how she keeps resetting after every time she dies. Something like that with Adam Smasher. Because if you hate him, you could just do so much to him. But like, I think it'd be so cool because as soon as the game starts, you're already a badass. So it's like more of a power fantasy. But I don't think, I don't feel like Adam Smasher, I think he could come back and easily be explained like, yeah, Adam Smasher knew about the engrams. And no offense, it's Adam Smasher. He's going to have a backup plan. Like, in that apart, like, the boat you go to, like, in his office, like, if you, that thing, there's one of them in there. They could always say.
Yeah, no, I like this. I like this fan theory that Smasher is an engram, and that's why he never goes psycho. That's really cool. All right. Ninja, you got anything that you want to talk about?
I would like to see something with Andrew Wayland, because we don't really, there isn't too much about him, like in the game at least.
Wayland was the original pilot, right? For Johnny's bombing? Or no, am I thinking of somebody else? Was he the medic?
I think he was on Johnny's airplane, right? Or not airplane. AV. Helicopter. Whatever the fuck you call it.
Ninja, who is this man that you want to know more about?
He's one of the mercenaries that gets mentioned in Afterlife when you're talking to Jackie in the beginning.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's a son. Crispin Wayland. That's the one, I think, that went with Johnny. Andrew Wayland led the Water Leopards, terrifying Black Ops units. Friendly mercenary, has survived personal confrontations with Morgan Blackhand, Jenny Flex, and John Jones. He had a son named Crispin who died a mercenary like his father. Bobo died before 2077. His vault can be found at the Columbaran. That's what goes by Boa Boa. Or Captain Boa Boa. That's cool. Hey, anyone who can survive an encounter with Morgan Blackhand, you gotta be a badass.
Is he the dude in the picture? Sorry. The picture that Rogue keeps behind the bar of her, Johnny, and then an unidentified male that some people were like, that's gotta be Morgan.
No. I'm pretty sure it's not, because Andrew Wayland is a black man.
Yeah, I don't think it's the guy in the picture.
Oh, right, yeah, because we were guessing on... I have to look at the fucking picture. Because either that, it was Morgan, or the... It was like a media person, right, that worked with them?
Yeah.
I think those are the two options.
The dude in the flashback? No, the dude in the flashback was the white guy.
No. There's like a dude from like the lore, like Johnny's like lore or whatever. Like a media that worked with. I can't find the damn picture. Oh well.
But yeah, no, that is another character who is mentioned that we don't get a whole lot of lore about, but Jackie knew him by name, so he's got to have done something in Night City to be known enough to have a drink at the afterlife.
Oh god, everything's bad as I look for these things. Okay, no, I see it. Yeah, it is a black man. Although it seems to be like a black man with like a what do you call it? Like a flat top style hairdo. And Andrew Wayland is described as being a black man with long dreadlocks. That was kind of like an iconic look for him. So I doubt it. Also, I don't think they worked that. I don't think he was like involved with them really that much. I think he was just another like legendary dude. But maybe we can find out at some other time. Yeah, he worked for Petrochem, so I don't think they would have gotten along. I don't think they would have gotten he would have gotten along, or Johnny and Rogue would have gotten along with him. But yeah.
Fair enough. All right. Well, I don't really think that I have anything else for tonight. What about you?
Nothing that I can think of.
Oh, unless a character that you would want to see more of would be like, if you want to know how Lucy is doing in Night City now. If she's back from the moon, or if she's still up there.
I mean, it's obviously she came down from the moon to write those things in the Columbarium, but I don't know if she went back up there or stayed down.
Went literally anywhere else in the world.
Also possible. Nah, I just... Oh, sorry, we have to... Is someone who's dead? Or someone... Are you just anyone?
Yeah.
We want to see more of? I want to see Misty's Witcher story in Poland. Mm-hmm. That's what I want.
You know what? Yes. That... Fully agree. I want to see Misty in a Ciri outfit just out there doing her Witcher shit.
Nah, Misty in a Geralt fit.
Cool.
She'd be a total badass Witcher.
Yeah. That was actually a really cool image in my head. I love this. Okay. Let's go. I take Misty Witcher back to the apartment for the chill.
True. I know, so maybe someday when Witcher 4 drops, so we can make we'll be able to make our own Witcher. We can just make Misty, make one that looks like Misty.
Hell yeah. All right, well, oh, I already answered this question. I want more Morgan. I was the first one to answer.
Okay. Yep.
In that case, then, I think we will wrap it up here tonight. Next month, hopefully we have more of our patrons being able to join us, because these are my favorite chats every month. I love talking with you guys and coming up with all the weird, crazy shit that is in our brains and being able to discuss it. I love the fact that we created this idea of Smasher being able to bring himself back to life every time. So the big bad boogeyman of Night City will never truly die. I love that. Okay. You guys have anything that you want to shout out? Shout outs or plugs?
None.
Nothing.
All right. If you would like to hear more from me, you can find me on the Two Girls, One Ship podcast, where we analyze, rate, and review all that the world of video game romances has to offer.
And if you want to hear more from me, you can check out the Witcher Lorecast, as well as the Cyberpunk Red Live Play podcast, Cyberpunked, the Cyberpunk apostrophe D that I did with the Foaming Four and Almighty Crit Gang, where my character Mono did a lot of chilling.
All right. And at the end of every episode, we shout out Miracle of Sound and thank him for being one, amazing, two, awesome, and three, allowing his music to be used in our episodes. We use snips and clips from the Neon Red instrumental remix. So while you're out there,
stay safe in Night City.
Do you love Dragon Age? Have you always wanted to learn more about its vast world and detailed lore? Are you still attached to your hero of Ferelden, even a decade after Dragon Age Origins came out? Or maybe you're a newer fan, still discovering a new tidbit or quest every day.
Well, either way, the Dragon Age Lorecast is the podcast for you. I'm Austin, also known as Teacup.
And I'm Shelby, also known as SheCup.
And come and join us as we embark on a journey to explore and discover all things Dragon Age.
We'll discuss all kinds of topics, from Lyrium to the Chantry and the great mysteries of the old gods, and even more that even you BioWare superfans might not know about.
So come and listen on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast. And always remember,
swooping.